Chapter number 17, Divine Questions and Answers. All glories to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita. All glories to Sri Gadadhar, the embodiment of devotional ecstasy. All glories to Srivas Thakur and the devotees, and all glories to Navadip Dham. All glories to the holy name of Krishna, the abode of divine love. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, with tears streaming from his eyes out of love for Sri Chaitanya. Just then, saintly Vaishnavas began arriving from all directions, flooding everyone with love of Godhead. Jiva Goswami became mad with ecstasy as he began tasting divine love of Radha Krishna. He fell before the lotus feet of Nityananda, his voice wavering with ecstasy. Nityananda asked him, "Will you soon go to Vrindavan?" Jiva answered, "The Lord's will is supreme. Accepting that order, I will soon go to Vrindavan. Yet I still have some questions to ask. For the benefit of your servant, please answer me, O Lord. You say that Navadvip and Vrindavan are non-different. If that is so, then why should one make the effort to go to Vrindavan at all?" Nityananda Prabhu answered, "This is a very deep and confidential subject, so listen carefully. As long as the Lord's pastimes are present on this earth, see that materialists do not hear of this. Navadvip and Vrindavan are one and the same. Neither is greater or lesser than the other. The only difference is that Navadvip is Vrindavan enhanced by the quality of magnanimity. Vrindavan is the reservoir of rasa, the goal of all living beings. But one who is not qualified cannot receive that nectar. Therefore, by the mercy of the Lord, that same transcendental abode has become Navadvip, where all souls can taste the highest nectar of love of Godhead. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna are the source of the highest ecstasy for living beings, but no one has any immediate right to that pleasure. Only after many lives of austerity can one reach the stage of knowledge. When knowledge matures, one inquires after this nectarian rasa. But as there are always many obstacles, achieving the treasure is indeed rare. This rasa is therefore not obtained by everyone who goes to Vrindavan. Rather, the sweet nectar of Vrindavan turns sour because of their offences. Furthermore, this terrible age of Kali is filled with faults. The body is short-lived and troubles are many. As a result, even one who wants perfection cannot attain the mellows of Vrindavan. The only method of achieving the divine mellows of Vrindavan is to receive the mercy of Krishna. Radha and Krishna have personally come to distribute that mercy by appearing in the combined form as Sri Chaitanya in Navadvip. He has descended along with Vrindavan to distribute divine rasa. Offences are no obstacle for one who worships Sri Chaitanya. He quickly attains the goal of divine love. Therefore, if one lives in Navadvip and takes shelter of the holy name, his offences will quickly cease and he will soon taste divine rasa. Love of Krishna will quickly shine within him, and Radha and Krishna will prevail within his life. In this way, by receiving the mercy of Sri Chaitanya, all souls can enter into the divine abode of Vrindavan, the land of the nectarian pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Nityananda concluded, "As this is highly confidential, please do not discuss it openly. Except for this quality of magnanimity, there is no difference between Navadvip and Vrindavan. As you are now qualified to take shelter of the place where the mellows of Radha and Krishna are fully manifested, you should now go to Vrindavan and take shelter there. In the strict sense, of course, there is no need to go to Vrindavan Dham, for it is fully present in Navadvip Dham. Only to fulfill the order of the Lord should you now go to Vrindavan. It is absolutely necessary for all souls to take shelter of Navadvip in order to become qualified for the divine rasa of Vrindavan. Only when one actually attains genuine appreciation of the mellows of Vrindavan may one go and live there, where he can develop the full happiness of divine mellows, rasa." One who achieves the mercy of Nabadeep, however, can easily attain Vrindavan. Hearing these conclusions of the Lord, Jiva Goswami caught hold of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu in ecstatic bliss. Jiva told him, I have one more question, O Lord. Please listen. Many people live in Nabadeep but still do not attain devotion for Krishna. They live in this holiest of holy places, the land of greatest purification. How is it possible for them to remain offensive? You are the abode of the universe, the eternal supreme personality of Godhead. Please resolve this one doubt that has been disturbing me, O my Lord. Thus speaks the poor and humble Bhaktivinoda, whose only hope is the shade of the lotus feet of Janava and Nityananda.